This is the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin, a.k.a. Q Gauze No Days Off, from on the field and off the field, NFL player and entrepreneur, motivating you to be the best you can be and getting you out of your comfort zone, sharing with you travel, sports, and entrepreneurial tips with amazing guests on the show. Now, get ready for your life to change with the Life Journey Podcast and your host, Quentin Gauze.
Welcome to the Life Journey Podcast with your host, Quentin Gauze. Hey, this is our next episode we're doing. We have Chastity Gibson in the building. What's up, Chas?
What's good? It's your girl, Chas Shoots, in the building. What's going on?
What's up, cuz? What's up? So, hey, man, I hear you have a lot of great things going on. You were just in Atlanta. I don't know what concert it was, but it was like every artist was like there, pretty much.
Legendary.
Legendary nights.
That's yes, legendary. It was a legendary night.
Oh, my gosh. Like, let's before we get to, like, you know, earlier in your life and stuff like that, kind of talk about that, because that was just fire.
Listen, man, like, that was just something that, like, like, I can't even explain it. Like, literally, I'm still speechless. I'm still, like, reliving it every night. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing when people just notice you and what your passion is, and they see you working, and they're just like, yo, come on. You know, and that's just, like, that's all it was. Like, you know, I got the chance to work backstage on tour with Meek Mill and Future, you know, getting great shots of them. But it was just a humbling experience for me, to be honest.
Wow, that is just amazing. So we're going to dig more into that definitely throughout the show, because I want to hear a lot more about that. It just looked amazing. So we're going to, we have some people that, you know, a lot of people that listen to the show, and what we like to kind of talk about is, like, just your journey, like, from, I guess, all the way when you were younger as a little tot to up to college, or, like, before you, pretty much when you graduated. What, in between that point, how did you, you know, growing up, and what some of the morals and values of your life that you learned over time, and what you, how are you applying it now?
I mean, so growing up, I mean, I'm here from Rochester, New York, and growing up, I actually had the privilege to go to a suburban school. That in itself was a major experience for me, you know, being surrounded by majority Caucasian, you know, students, and being a minority, can really considered a minority in my school. That was just something that really taught me a lot in life. Literally, the first day I went to school, my dad was like, yo, there's gonna be a lot of white people in here. Literally, the first thing he said when he dropped me off at school, and he was like, I want you to pay attention, because you're gonna have to work with these people in the long run. Like, you know, there's no getting around it. That's just the way the world is right now. And immediately, like, I just took on to being very observant, really watching my surroundings, seeing how other people move. And that's really one of the biggest things that got me to where I am today, is just being very observant and then taking on, you know, learning what people are doing to get to where they are, and using that to get to where I want to be.
Right. Wow. That's amazing. It's interesting hearing that perspective, because I know a lot of people, you have some people that, you know, go to public schools that are in the city, and then some kids, yeah, suburban schools. So it's cool hearing that experience, because same here. Like, went to city and suburban, got both chance to experience both.
It's a huge difference.
Huge difference. And, you know, yeah, you have to work with, yeah, if you're in a suburban school, you have to work with Caucasian, a whole mix of people. But at the same time, yeah, you do feel like the minority at the end of the day. And, like, what do you think about kids, like, today that go through that experience? Especially here in Rochester, it's more, you know, prevalent. But, like, yeah, what do you think about that?
I think that regardless of whatever school you're in, regardless of what race you're around, you just need to strive to be the best at who you are and what you can do. Because you can shine no matter what.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. When I was out in Ethiopia, similar experience was, it's all black people, and then there was, like, one German white dude at this event, and you could tell, like, it's like the tides have turned, you know what I'm saying? So, like, just for, you know, all listeners, because I have listeners from UK and stuff that listen here, like, hey, like, being a minority, like, it's different. It's like, some people don't get a chance to even experience that. They're like, what does it mean to be on my, hey, like, that's the experience. Like,
yeah, I would just say, don't conform to whatever group that you're trying to, that people are trying to categorize you as or label you as. Just don't conform to that. Be you, regardless.
I respect that. That's much respect to that. So, you know, a lot. So, kind of explain, like, all right, you went through middle school, high school. Now, on to college. Explain that experience going to Buff State. I mean,
I went to UB, University of Buffalo. So going to UB was like a last-minute decision.
How was a last-minute
decision? Very last-minute. I literally wanted to be an engineer going into college. I got accepted into RIT, and then it turned around. Like, that was just way too much money. You know, my parents made, you know, too much money at the time to, like, get any financial aid. And so I had to make a very important decision to decide to go to UB, something that was close to home still. But it worked out for me. I went there for the whole four years of college. And I think that college is an experience that everyone should go through, not being that you need a degree to get to where I am in life, not saying that you need a degree to, you know, be successful.
Right.
But I think that college teaches you some very important life lessons that you need to learn. How to be social, how to interact with people, you know, how to kind of politic. Those are some of the things I learned in college. I don't even remember half the stuff I learned in my classroom.
Same here.
Literally, like.
That's real talk, Barry. A lot. That's, I think at the end of the day, that's literally, yeah, you're right. That's what it's all about. It's, mm-hmm. it's about networking, politicking, like getting to know people, because when you get out, that's who, like, whoever remembers you at the end of the day can get you your foot in the door somewhere else, you know? And, mm-hmm. and that's a super important part about it. But yeah, it's funny. I don't remember half my classes.
Nope.
Yeah, that last
one. I mean, I went for Health and Human Services. I did end up applying my degree to my current career.
Okay.
Which is great, because a lot of people don't get the chance to do that. But I will say that I don't think I needed college to get to where I am.
You know what? I'm hearing that a lot now. Have you been hearing that a lot on YouTube and other podcasts? Like, even, I mean, big Gary V talking about it too a while ago. Like, he said, truly don't need college. Like, mm-mm. But if you're focused enough to learn what's out there and, like, read the books and get, you know, have the right people to teach you, you can really make millions doing what, you know, not having to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like.
Oh, and say your name.
Oh, what's up, guys? My name is Bree. I'm Chastity's friend. But I feel like, coming out of college and a person who has more experience, they're going to go for a person who has more experience.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they want the job done. You know?
That's true.
You want to jump to the best of your abilities. So a person with experience trumps, I think, you know, a person with a degree.
Right.
That's true. Yep.
That's so true. At the end of the day, like, yeah, you can have your doctorate.
Yeah. But I know how to do your job. Right. So, and, you know, I may be cheaper than you. Mm. I may, you know, I can get your job just with experience. Yeah.
So true. What do you think about that? Like, more people are more aware of that now than before. Before, it was kind of a hidden thing where it's like, you have to go to school. But everybody didn't really know what you can actually do on your own as an entrepreneur, or like in your field. Like, you could really, I mean, we've been talking about it, like, you could do so much mm-hmm. nowadays. What do you think about that? Like, the tides are turning.
I think it's great. I think for, like, me, I didn't go to college, or at least I didn't finish through with a degree. And, you know, I just strive to, you know, I want more. And just because I didn't go to college, I won't limit myself to not having anything. So I think, like, certifications, trades, like, all that stuff to help people take advantage of that. Because, right. like I said before, people with experience, like, sometimes it trumps, like, people with just degrees who may not know anything about their field. They went to school, but going in the field right. and then learning kind of what you need to do in the field is two different things.
True.
And I think it's wonderful that people can be successful just without the degrees. They can learn and meet people, network, get to basically where they want to be without the debt,
mm-hmm.
The troubles, the long nights. Like, not saying that's not worth it.
The
but,
debt.
You know, that's the biggest one.
It's the biggest thing.
One.
Like,
that's the biggest one, because, you know, every time I go back to school, I stop and pay off my debt because I get anxious about the debt part. That's the biggest part, but, you know, I just think it's great that People are getting a chance who didn't have the chance to go to college for whatever reasons. They can still be successful and live great lives and motivate other people to live great lives and do their best, live their best lives and do their best things. So I think it's a great thing. Yeah.
Respect. I love it. It's just impacting, seeing like the last couple of weeks of leaving Rochester, meeting people and their stories are just amazing. Like there's a kid who is 19 years old who's made $2.5 million selling socks on Facebook.
Right, that's crazy.
Right.
Like, how do you, and I saw his strategy, and it's just amazing. Like, it's very, like, data-driven. And then there's another guy who, like, dropped out of college. He's in real estate. He's probably, like, in his 30s now. Mm-hmm. Dropped out of college. Ended up he sold iPhones during his era on mm-hmm. eBay. And then, like, kept selling them, made a lot of money, started a trucking company, then from mm-hmm. there got into real estate. And now, man, I don't even know his net worth. He set up an event in New York City at a rooftop bar. So I know, like, his net worth is probably, like, upwards toward, like, past a million.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So,
ridiculous.
Yeah. So what are we doing? That, you know, that's...
Hey, what are we doing here? I hate it here.
What are we doing? You know, so...
I hate it here.
It's just good, great to hear, like, young minds, like, really attacking it, you know? So... Not good stuff. So tell us a little bit about Villa, you know, where you're working at now, and then kind of where, you know, you got into the photography field, and wow, you really blown up. And I can let everybody know, when she came to me, like, I remember she wanted to record me at the gym a while ago.
I still have that footage.
And we got to edit that footage. And yeah, she wanted to record me. And I remember I was like busy or something. I was like, talk to my PR. And I'm
yeah,
like,
you did. My cousin sent me to the public relations, though. Like, he legit sent me to public relations. Like, yo, really?
I did, and I had to sit down and like really think about that, because I was just like mad stuff going on, and I was like, you know what? Let me just meet up with her. You know that, yeah. So we finally met up.
Yes.
And then we actually recorded, and it was just awesome to see where you've been and what you've been doing. And that motivated me. I was like, yo, we got work together.
Yes, I remember. It was yesterday. I remember it. Like, it was crazy. I mean, like I said, like, I have the privilege of being able to have a career currently, full-time salary-paying job, working in a field that it relates to my degree.
Right.
currently, I work in IT. I manage an entire electronic health record for various nonprofit organizations throughout City of Rochester.
Wow.
It's pretty cool because, you know, I get to bring a new mindset to a traditional world, kind of, so to say. And it's really nice there because I'm a guru in what I do, and being the youngest person, you know, and being a minority and a woman, it's kind of huge when I get to walk into a building and I'm sitting with major CEOs every day, helping them with strategy to help improve their business. And really, that's kind of what happened 2 years ago when I was just sitting at home. I'm like, what am I doing for myself?
Right.
Like, I'm making my business wealthy. I'm helping them be successful. My CEO is making more money. What am I doing for myself? What am I going to do if something were to go wrong? And so in 2017, I sat down and I was like, you know what? I'm going to build myself a website. And at that point, I said, I'm going to build myself a website.
This.
And I said, if I could build my own website, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to build somebody else's website. And that's how it started.
Yeah. And that phrase, like, I can do anything, really came from
that's where it came from.
Yeah, it came from the start.
Anytime somebody asked me, like, can you do this chest or I need this chest, you know, yeah, I could do that. And I never, ever, ever been tasked with something that I couldn't do.
Wow.
And that's really where my motto came from. There's nothing I can't do. And they say, you know, oh, you're a jack of all trades. Nah, I'm just good at everything I do.
You're a beast at what you do. Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Right.
And I mean, all the pieces kind of fell together from that point. Just taking on anything that somebody threw to me, I just took it on. And eventually, photography and video, branding especially, just became my niche. That became the things that I really became passionate about. Those are the things that I like to do, where when I was doing it, it didn't feel like work. So that's what I ran with.
Right. No, much respect to that. No, and it's that mindset right there. You said you got this tired of, like, the same, pretty much day to day, you seeing people making way more money, you're building their kingdom basically for them. What are you gonna do for yourself? And I think that's a conversation a lot of people don't have with themselves nowadays. What do you think about that? Like, there's millions of people in the US today that are going to work, very unhappy, handling business, you know, for their family to survive. And, like, and then they'll go, they'll collect a certain amount of money, they'll go on a vacation once a year, and then just start the whole process over again. And that money's gone. Like, there's maybe you have some savings, but nah, it's pretty much it. And it's just a cycle. So what do you think about that, too, as soon as we go to our next question?
To be honest, I mean, there's nothing wrong with living the traditional lifestyle, you know, going to college, getting a full-time job, living, you know, paycheck to paycheck. I'm not going to say there's nothing wrong with that, to each its own. That's just not for me. I can't settle for that. Like, I want to live an extraordinary life. I don't want to live a traditional lifestyle. I don't want to come home every day to my husband cook dinner. Like,
right.
I'm sorry, I don't.
since we became friends, we always said, like, we're going to live in mansions, we're going to have land, and we're going to live right across the street. Only neighbors. We're going to be our only neighbors.
Preach.
Don't want no neighbors.
Just y'all. Yeah. So we always said that. And I think that's another thing that kept us so close, was just like our willpower to want, like, we want more.
No, it's a fact.
Yeah. We always want more. We know that we can do more. And Chastity really just, like, I feel like ever since she picked up that camera,
I never put it down.
Like, she never put it down. She's just been progressing. Everything has been getting better. Mm-hmm. And it's just awesome to see her doing something that she didn't intentionally see herself doing, and just learned about it, like, finessed her craft. Mm-hmm. And she's doing it. She's, like, out of state, shooting celebrities. Yeah.
That's amazing to see.
Yeah, I love it.
Definitely a different lifestyle, and I seen that while I was on tour, you know, with Meek and Future, especially when I was in Atlanta, and just the lifestyle that is, you know. And there's a lot of people who go on tour with them, and they drop everything, and I had the opportunity to do that. They invited me to continue the rest of the tour with them.
Wow.
And I couldn't, because I have a normal lifestyle here. I have to go to work, and that was just, like, heartbreaking to me. Like, I wanted to drop it all, but I know that's just not realistic right now.
Why didn't you? I'm just saying, you know some people,
I wanted to so bad.
I'm about to just drop it and just go. And, like, they'll be like, oh, Chassie, where you at? You're not at work. But I'm just saying, like, I mean, just being, I know you had to be realistic, but I'm just saying, like, the Chastity inside, like, what was she saying? Like, what was she saying to the Chastity on the outside?
I mean, inside, I was saying, F it. I was saying, fuck it. Like, let's just do it. But me as a person, to be honest, like, I'm very structured.
I was going to say that. The Chastity that I know would double think that, like, when I get done with this tour.
What am I going to do?
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm very structured. I like to know what's next. And that was just something, even though it was an amazing opportunity, I was able to at least go to 2 shows. I was able to get the shots I wanted. You know, I was able to meet them. And for me at that moment, that was all I wanted. I'd rather run a turtle race.
I see you. It makes sense. Sometimes it could be too early to hop in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, God may have something for you, but it's not ready yet. It's still baking
in the oven.
Yeah. That's so true. Somebody told me that the other day, too. It was like, be patient.
Put it in photography terms. It's still in the chemicals.
You're still in the dark room.
Open
the door.
We can't show the picture yet. It ain't ready yet.
Don't open the door.
Open the door.
That's funny.
So, that's awesome, though. So, you know, so we talked about a little about your childhood, all right, and kind of went there. So, all right, so we'll get into some fun questions. So, what's the most important thing you've learned in your life, and what was your life before learning? What was your life like after learning it? Mm-hmm. If you get that question. Okay.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, this might sound a little cliche, but whatever. I don't really care. The biggest thing I learned really was let go and let God. Like, literally pray through everything. Thank God for every little thing, because there was points in my life where I was so down. Mm-hmm. Like, I had very dark moments. And I think you remember, Q, when we first started in this journey, I was, like, very down. I was very dark. And not that I had a negative way of thinking, but I would let my anxiety pull me down, hold me back from doing stuff. And eventually I was like, you know what? Let me pray to God. Let me first thank him for where I am now. Let me pray for where I want to be and then work towards it. And once I started doing that, that's when I started to see a lot of progress change. I started to see the dark turn to, like, light. And that was, like, a huge pivotal moment for me where I was able to grow. And I would really advise anybody, like, no, just stay in your faith. And that's it.
That's so real. That is so real. We're going to take a quick break. That's some amazing stuff right there. I hope everybody's listening, because most people do not get out of that. Like, they're locked into the anxiety.
It's a scary place.
Yeah. It is. You're right.
It's a very... I had my mom. My mom would call me, like, every day, like, you okay? Like, she would just feel like something's wrong with you. And it was. I was not in a good place for a while. So, stay in your faith. Stay prayed up. And just grow.
That's what it's all about. Chastity Gibson here, everybody. We're going to take a commercial break.
Rated M for mature. Learn more about the open beta at callofduty.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Chastity Gibson, the shooter.
At Chast Shoots.
Man, like, you, her story is amazing, everybody. I just really think, like, I mean, I'm glad she's my cousin.
What?
I'm really glad.
Get out of here.
I'm glad she's my cousin, because, like, there's not a lot of people that have the hunger that I, you know, just seeing, being along this journey with her, and just being, you know, and seeing her grow, and she, I know she's seen me grow too. Like, it's just amazing seeing that, and like, just the faith that she has, like, and what she's doing every single day to make things happen. Like, she doesn't stop, and I could tell, like, how you're, you know, from what you told me about your mom, I could tell, like, you probably got some of the same, like, same attitude and the same way you attack things. So that's amazing. You know, it's awesome. So we're gonna go on to the next question. So what are some of the resources that have helped you get to where you are?
My support system is crucial. Like, it's not a big one, but it's a very important one. So definitely shout out to my parents. They taught me everything I need to know when it comes to my finances.
And then some.
And then some. Well, they taught me how to, you know, set up the foundation to, like, make sure that regardless of what I do, that I would be okay. And my parents alone are just serial entrepreneurs.
Wow.
I grew up just watching them grow and going from suburb to suburb, getting bigger and better, bigger houses as we go. And, you know, we all had BMWs. Like, that was major. And the reason why it's so major is because they didn't just hand it to me. Like, right. I had to work. Like, even if I asked them for $5, my dad would ask me, well, how am I gonna get my $5 back?
Yeah.
Yes. Like, for real. And that was, like, a big life lesson for me, because it just taught me that nothing is given.
Right.
Everything is worked for. And that's just alone a big life lesson. Another huge resource, my best friend here, Bree. This girl, like, she's been by my side for years, since, like, seventh grade. And even back then, we just always been just pushed ideas off of each other. Like, this is where we want to be. We're not going to settle. And literally, whenever I come towards a situation and I'm like, well, I'm going to just do this, or, you know, she'd be like, nah.
Push through, sis. That's not what we doing.
She'd be like, nah, like, know your worth, you know, you're worth more than that. Like, you know, right. So she would always be that little person on my shoulder. She might be the little devil sometimes, but a lot of times she was the angel. And so really, those were my biggest resources, my parents and my best friend. And that's it.
Wow, it's great. They always say the company you keep, like, determines who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is great, that, like, the way y'all think. You know, the last session you guys were saying before commercial break, that you guys want to have, like, a house from across the street from each other on your own acres, nobody else in the neighborhood, but, like, y'all want to be millionaires.
Listen, we're going to have a big-ass mansion, right. Left wing and right wing, right. Okay?
Hey. We just picture so much just for the future. We want so much, like, and I don't think we're gonna stop till we get it, and then maybe not even stop then. It's so much to do and so much to accomplish, so it's lit for our futures.
That's what it's all about. Great friends, you know, the company you keep is so important, y'all. Just remember that. Like,
no, it really is.
Yeah, because this kid's out. I mean, give some quick advice to, like, kids, and then there's some adults that are around bad company.
Definitely a lot of adults.
Give us some advice about that, just being around the best people possible.
Yeah, for sure. It's really important that the people you keep around you are where you want to be. if not striving for the same things, because, you know, they say if you hang around three broke people, you're going to be the fourth.
They'll bring you down. Preach. Yeah, they'll bring you down.
Preach. Amen.
If you're the only one with money with three broke friends,
you know,
be broke.
And if you want to stay their friends, what ends up happening, you know, you end up paying for them their way, bringing people with you. But listen, everybody cannot make it. Yeah. You have to bring the people that's going to push you, who's going to help you put the bricks on the steps to get up to the next one. Like, not the people who's going to chip away at it.
And hanging with new people, new, you know, successful people, or people just with the right mindset, they bring new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
They bring, like, creativity, just, like, diverse, like, you know, things you never thought of. And you're like, oh, like, I could see myself doing that, or, oh, I could do that. It just brings ideas that you never thought of that you could do and that you could pursue. Meeting new people, and especially people that have a great mindset, is always people you want to keep around. Always.
Wow.
They push you to do better. If they're good friends, they'll definitely push you to do better.
No, that's major key for real.
And they want you to be, you know, just as good as them. Y'all want to, you know, maintain, if y'all sharing the same lifestyle, you know, close in friendship or close in life, you know, you want that person to have just as much as you.
And there's a lot of people that will, you know, they'll say they're happy for you and it's not genuine.
I'm happy for you.
Take you down.
Yeah, you have to really sort them people out. Yeah. And it's okay to back away from people. I'm not gonna lie, there's some people I've met in this journey that have put me in position to be better from where I were, you know, the day before. But at the same time, while they were doing that, they were also taking away. And it's okay to walk away from them people.
Right.
And I will say that walking away from certain people was some of the best things I've ever done. And that's okay.
And they don't even have to take away from you, I feel like. Just like dead energy, I feel like if I'm down and you're not there to motivate me or cheer me up or give me any suggestions of what I should or can do, then what are you here for?
Exactly.
Yeah, like, what are you here for? If I can't call you to say, yo, I need help, or, you know, I need some advice, or what should I do in this situation, and they have absolutely nothing to offer, friendship is dead.
why
are you here? For a party, for turn up? And it's not what I need. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Take.
You wasn't with me shooting in the gym?
Word. You wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
They said it best.
Yeah.
Man, that's so real. Some people don't think about that stuff, man. Life is so, like, you gotta really sort life. You gotta sort through a lot of stuff in life. Mm-hmm. And, like, once you get that, it's not never gonna be perfect, but, like, once you find that, I guess, like, a little system for yourself, and, like, and your friends and everybody's, like, you have your small circle and you go attack it, you could be unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm feeling.
You know, like, it's crazy.
You gotta recognize it. I feel like plenty of people come by opportunities and just don't attack it.
Mm.
Yeah, so I feel like you gotta recognize, like, your opportunity and take advantage of it when you got it. Yeah.
True. Yeah. It's crazy. It's being around, like, going to the expo and being around millionaires, like, probably, I think, some billionaires, but millionaires everywhere. Just like, oh, yeah, my company, you know, we're doing 3.5 mil, you know.
That's it.
Not the best, you know. I'm like, you know what, man? I'm with it. I love it.
Right.
I love it. It just motivates me. Makes me more hungry.
Because they being that humble about it, too, you know, I'm always want to remain humble. Because that's what keeps millionaires.
That's true.
Right, though.
A millionaire. Yeah, some that blow money and go through it, but
Invest,
yeah. And some guys are driving Toyota Corollas and they make a couple, you know, million.
That's what I'm saying. That's humbleness. Yeah. Like, knowing if I had a million, I'm sorry, I'm not driving a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different. Shade,
but that's being humble, though, you know? I might not have the biggest house on my street. You know, I'm scared of having a huge house by myself, but I would definitely want to make sure I remain humble, you know, make sure I remember what got me to where I am.
Exactly.
And, you know,
give back, help others.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. So, hey, again, we have Chastity Gibson in the building. We have a couple more questions here. And I guess one of the main ones that I want to kind of hit on is, okay, we're going to do a fun one real quick before we get to the more in-depth, serious one. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why? Both of you.
I was going to say, she can't have a billboard without me on it. Like, I'm going to be on that billboard.
If I can have a billboard, that's a hard question, with anything on it.
Yep. What would it be?
See, my instinct is not a real answer, so I'm not going to say that. But if I could have a billboard with anything on it, it probably would say just faith. Like, it would just be black with white, big words, and say faith. Because, like, that's it. Like, that's literally what's gotten me. Like, whenever I think about what's really gotten me to where I am, it's my faith. And I don't go to church every day, you know, every Sunday, every week. But I have my own relationship with God.
Exactly. That's what's most important.
And my faith, and I did grow up in church, you know, don't get me wrong. My grandma took me to church faithfully.
Every Sunday.
She took me to church faithfully.
No.
And that was important, though, and, you know, and just hearing those words. And every day, again, I just pray. I just thank God. And I have faith that he's going to bring me through whatever I'm going through.
Right.
And that's what pulls me along. Like, he's on time every freaking time. It's so crazy. It's kind of creepy sometimes. But that reminder is all I need to hear, is have faith. And it's going to push me to, like, keep going, keep going, keep going. Even if it's dark, keep going. There's a light there.
Right.
And that's my biggest advice to everybody. Like, just have faith. You know, be you. Be happy. Smile. Like, those are some big things that could just put you in a different position.
Right.
No matter what room you're in.
That's real talk. Aubrey, how about you?
I definitely feel like something, I'm not sure what, but definitely something like motivational. I feel like everybody needs to be pushed on and motivated to do something more. A lot of people don't know what's out there, or don't know, you know, don't really feel like they can do it within them. It's a really big deal to have people on your side just to tell you you can do it, you right. know, or you can accomplish this. And for people who aren't in the best circumstances, motivation is everything. Being around people who can cheer you on and just, you know, direct you in the right direction, and you just be lit in it. Just, you
know, be lit.
Yeah, you just be lit. You definitely just progress in the direction that you were put for. But I definitely feel like motivation is everything. Me growing up, I definitely had, you know, a good support system at home. But, you know, just like I would say, I work in pharmacy, and I've always worked in pharmacy, but I would say my boss, she was a pharmacist. She's gave, you know, she motivated me in every way possible. Anything I can do, you can do it. Wasn't even in the best circumstances to do it, but she pushed me and I did it somehow by myself. So motivation is everything.
There's somebody that motivated you to get to where you are, so why not motivate the next person?
The next person, exactly. Yeah. So if I did have a billboard, I don't know what the concept, but definitely something that'll motivate the next person to go and, you know, do what they're meant to do.
Right.
And motivate the next person.
That's what it's all about. I love it. I love it. Great answers. And the last question here before we close out is, you know, you have a lot of people that have their different careers, and, you know, Chastity, you know, you work at Villa, and then also you're a photographer, and I mean you have a lot of things going on, so you may be doing something else, maybe jump out of planes or something, I don't know. But what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career that's similar to yours? And both of you can answer this question as well, too.
I mean, I would say just don't compare yourself to anybody else. Like, know what you want to do and pursue that and stay in your lane. It's okay to see what works and what doesn't work and what other people are doing, but stay true to what you want to do, not because, oh, this made that person famous or this made that person some money.
That's so true.
Just because it made them some money, you can follow that same exact system and you might not make no money. You might not be happy. You might be miserable doing that. You might not, you know,
me, like, taking your picture.
Right.
But what about Instagram and Facebook? Like, the models and everybody on there? Like, what?
Nah. Like, literally, sometimes you have to unfollow the models. Sometimes you have to unfollow.
Because they're not realistic. I mean, everybody can't, unless your goal is to spend a bunch of money on your body and, you know, just be the only benefit you have is just your appearance.
Right.
I mean, yeah, unfollow them. They're not realistic. They can't help you achieve your goals unless your goals is being an Instagram model. I mean, hey, I mean, unless it's like getting to it type, you know, because
not to it. And then you'll end up being miserable if you just steady watching somebody else and what they're doing. All you'll do is end up being complacent.
Yeah.
Watching someone else when you can be doing. Don't watch, do. And just do it. No matter what it is, so for me, like, it's just shoot. Or just do it. Like, that's it. Right. Because really, watching somebody else is just, it's not going to get you anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You know? You're following someone else's dream.
Exactly. Follow your own dream. And that'll get you to where you want to be. That'll get you to your happiness. That'll get you to your end goal at the end of the day.
I love it. Oh, great answer there. And also, like, just taking pieces from the right people, taking pieces from those people, but not just sitting there like, oh my gosh, I got to follow every step of the way.
Yeah,
like,
nah.
Some people actually do that.
I'm actually working on an ebook right now, and in order to do that, like, I've been studying, you know, some other people's, you know, work and their systems, but when it comes down to mine, it's mine because now I've taken what I like, I've taken what works for me, putting that into material that I can then hand off to the next person. And they might not need to follow every single step by step. They might just need one through two, and then everything else, hey, do what you gotta do.
Exactly.
And that's okay. Like, I'm not gonna say you gotta do what I did. Nah, you gotta take what advice I can give you, what worked, and then what didn't work, and apply it. Exactly. Execute. That's it.
That's what it's all about. Hey, anything you want to leave the people with that's listening around the world? Some other advice other than career, which you just answered, that you can leave it with a life lesson, a tip.
Mm-hmm. For everybody listening here, thanks for listening to your girl Chaz Shoots. You can find me on IG at Chaz Shoots. Also have a website, Chastity M. Gibson. And all I'm gonna leave for everybody is, you know, again, keep your faith. Be you, stay prayed up, and execute.
That's awesome.
Oh, good words, good words.
Great words, I love it. Hey, everybody, Chastity Gibson in the house. No, thank you so much for being on the show. She's awesome. She's growing. Again, like, some great words of advice from her. Just continue to keep building your what you want to achieve. Don't ever give up and keep on shooting out there. And being the shooter that you need to be. And also keep on going on that life journey. That's what it's all about. That's why I love this podcast, because it could be about sports. It could be about travel, entrepreneurship. It's a lot about what's going on in your life and how you got to where you are. And I just love that, you know. So great story. Love what you both said. Amazing time. Thank you so much. Q Gauze out. Closes out too. Come on.
It's your girl, Chaz Shoots. Live that journey. Everybody's journey is different, and it's okay for yours to be different, and just keep doing you.
Woo! We out.
Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin Gauze. To find out more and to follow the journey, visit Quentin's Instagram at QGauze or our business page at iron_visuals. For full recaps of the show, find us on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Thank you for tuning in.